Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk some Royals baseball with the general manager and executive vice president of baseball operations, JJ Piccolo. He joins us every couple weeks here on Cody and Gold. Good morning. I know it's early out west for you guys on this road trip. I know the ultimate goal was to win the division, get to the postseason, but trying to have back-to-back winning seasons for the first time since 2014, 2015, what would that mean for you guys as an organization as well?
It would be huge for us. I mean, that's one of our goals is sustainability, and part of being sustainable and a good team is having winning records year after year. So we're looking at these six games like they're big games for us. And of course, we're not completely eliminated just yet. You know, we got to win six in a row, and a couple teams got to lose six in a row. So yeah. It's a tall order, but all we can control is what we do here on out. So these next six games are very important to us.
Have you been happy to
establish some history?
I was about to say, have you been happy to see some of the fight? Because like it was easy enough. You go through the losing streak. It seems like it kind of plays you out of the playoffs. You know, you can sense that. But they fought back to 500 and to stay above 500 or around there. Do you like seeing that out of a team, even knowing that the playoffs were a long shot?
Without a doubt. We had a couple games last week, and I thought we could have easily shut it down and not competed, but one game we're up 3-0 against Seattle and we end up winning the game late. That was a good game. Even the game we lost on Sunday, I thought we competed really well. We didn't score more runs than the other team, but that was a good baseball game, and that's what we want to do. That's what we want to establish as an organization. But yeah, we're proud of the way they're competing, and we expect them to go out these next six games and do the very same thing.
Just briefly speaking of other playoff teams, because you're the general manager of another team, I'm guessing you're not allowed to text Freddie for me and congrats on helping send the Padres to the playoffs. Did you get a chance to see that moment last night?
I did see. I was watching the game when it happened. Couldn't be happier for Freddie. He's a Royal through and through. I know he's in a different uniform right now, but happy for Freddie. He's going to get a chance to experience the playoffs for a second year in a row, and wish him nothing but the best.
We're talking to JJ Piccolo here on 96.5 The Fan. Last week, Cole Reagan's return to the rotation will also start tonight. What did you make of that first start back? And are there any sort of limitations still, tonight in terms of workload for him?
We'll still be careful with him. He's probably going to throw a few more pitches tonight than he did the other night. But, you can't help but to think, especially that first inning, like what could have been had Cole been healthy all year. That's a natural thought. But it was a good sign of what our pitching staff is like and what it could be. And, Cole, with the year he had last year, what he was doing this year until the injury, it was a big part of who we are, And going back to one of your first questions there about how we've competed extremely well without, one of our top starters and one of the top pitchers in baseball. So seeing him out there last week was a great moment for him. Mentally, the perseverance players go through when they're injured, it's difficult. So I know it was a big relief for Cole to get out there and throw the ball the way he did and dominate, really, that first inning, as well as you possibly could. I think it was 9 swings and misses in an inning. You don't see that. So that's how good Cole really is.
When it comes to – I want to ask you about Cags, too, obviously, as he's had his second run here as a big leaguer post the injury. Carter Jensen, obviously everything he was doing in the minors, he's doing now in the bigs. He's hitting for average. He's showing some power. His on-base percentage has been excellent. Is he the kind of guy, just for like looking into the future, you've tinkered with him at the top of the order. Because of his on-base percentage, is he going to be tempting to be a top-of-the-order guy for you next year?
Well, I think we got to let that play out. And the circumstance the other day was, Isbell's hurt. Yeah, he's played a bunch of games in a row, and we're looking at, we wanted a left-handed hitter at the top of the lineup. Carter's not hit leadoff in the minor leagues, but for where we are in the season, trying to get him some at-bats and play, hey, why not? You know, he's taking great at-bats. The quality that Carter has, or the talent that he has and the skill that he has, is pitch recognition. He makes good swing decisions. He's going to walk. You know, I think one of the, aside from the hits, the best thing we're seeing right now is he's not changing his approach in the major leagues. He's making pitchers work to get him out. It's a very good sign of a quality hitter. And Carter obviously has the power, too. You don't see a guy go foul pole to foul pole and hit two homers in a game all that often. It's Hoffman Stadium. And then you look at the game where he hits three doubles all through the left center field gap with another ball against the wall. Like, that is the sign of a really good approach and somebody that's going to be a quality major league hitter.
These things are obviously related. How close are you guys to picking up the option for Salvador Perez? And is that a conversation you've already had with him this offseason, knowing that $13.5 million is on your side?
Well, I think it's safe to say that Salvi's going to be back in a Kansas City Royals uniform. You know, we haven't had discussions about when we'll pick up the option or what we're going to do. There are things that we're going to, you know, through this week, have discussions with Salvi. His desires, obviously, is to be here and be a Royal the rest of his career. But there are things we'll figure out through the offseason. But I think it's safe to say that Salvi is going to be in Kansas City next year.
Obviously, you do have the offseason to figure some things out. Do you right now, when you look at how maybe you approach even just the catcher position, knowing we already talked about Freddie no longer being part of the organization, now seeing how Carter Jensen is being used, we know Salvi wants to be behind the dish. How much does that also go into some of the thought process as you look ahead to the offseason?
Well, there's ongoing conversations with Salvi. I mean, it's happened the last several years about his workload and how much he can catch. Now, when we traded Freddie, we had to up his workload. That wasn't part of the plan. He caught far more games after we traded Freddie than prior to trading Freddie. But now that we have Carter and he's gotten some experience behind the plate in the major leagues, you know, probably looking at a very similar situation as we had with Freddie, and now we'll just substitute Carter for him.
Would your thought be going into the offseason that Jack Caglione would be, our plan is starting right field 2025. That's where you're trying to pencil him in?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is your plan to make sure that, like, to spend the offseason making sure that Jack Caglione is your starting right fielder?
Well, we'll do everything we can. I mean, somebody's, you know, players got to go out and earn those opportunities. But, you know, we expect that Jack's going to be a big part of what we do in 2026. If you think about what he's done this year to come from, you know, double-A to triple-A to the big leagues, and he had the injury, that's an awful lot. And then throw in a position change for him. You know, just proud of the way he's continued to compete. We know that the season didn't go exactly the way we wanted it to go in the major leagues, but he's a young major league player, and we're going to be patient with him. He's going to have to earn a spot on the team opening day next year. But we know that he's a talented guy, and he's going to figure this thing out. It's just a matter of when.
Last two players I'm going to ask about, because you guys have obviously made a lot of trades for pitchers, so you'll have a lot of decisions and maneuvering there. But every offseason, I got to ask, what's the likelihood that you guys will try to work on extensions for guys like Maikel Garcia and Vinny Pasquantino this year?
Yeah, they're things to be determined as well. I mean, it's always an ongoing process for us. What's best for the organization? How do we manage our payroll? Who are the guys that we know we need that are everyday players? The two you just mentioned are obviously very valuable. I think, you know, probably 65% to 70% of our offense came from those two, and Bobby and Salvi. You know, they were the key contributors, so they're important to us and what our success is going to look like next year. But they are under contract, so there's things that we need to work through. We know they'll be in our uniform. It's just a matter of whether or not we choose to work an extension, or if they even want an extension. So you got to work through those things in the coming months.
JJ Pecola, Royals General Manager, Executive Vice President of Baseball Ops. We appreciate you coming on throughout the season. I'm sure we'll have you on at some point in the offseason as well.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.